Around 300 Sitkins joined the Women's March late Saturday morning, some with picket signs and a few wearing emblematic pink hats of marches past. But this year, nearly all were clad in red in solidarity with missing and murdered Indigenous women in the United States and around the globe. Southeast Alaska is not unfamiliar with this issue. In 2017, 19-year-old Jade Williams was murdered in Cake. A few years earlier, in 2013, 13-year-old Mackenzie Howard was murdered also in Cake. Their memories hung in the air at Sitka's sister march of the National Women's March Movement. But those in attendance on Saturday didn't need to look to Cake for examples of partner violence in local Indigenous communities. Longtime Sitkin Louise Brady shared her experiences with the public in attendance.
I could have been one of those missing or murdered women many times throughout my life. The first time when I was 14 out here by Herring Cove. Somebody that I knew tried to strangle me, and thank goodness he came to his senses before I lost consciousness. I think it's really difficult for people to hear, but I think it's the reality that many of us live with.
But Brady told those in attendance to focus on their strength and the Tlingit people's legacy of fighting against colonialism, like in the Battle of 1804.
And you know what? At the battle, the women had to fight alongside the men. And you know what? We will fight. We will continue fighting.
The exact number of missing and murdered Indigenous women is not known, but estimates put that number in the thousands. According to the Indian Law Resource Center, a nonprofit law and advocacy organization, Alaska Native women have reported rates of domestic violence up to 10 times higher than in the rest of the United States. Veteran activist Lakota Hardin told those at the march that Indigenous women have had to live with violence and abuse dating back to the first colonial settlers in the continent.
And we have had to live with that for centuries. And the reality is the opposite. We are life givers. We are the ones that are sacred. We can take this opportunity to raise the concern about the epidemic of violence directed towards Indian women.
Hardin has been an activist for more than 30 years and says people have been working to bring awareness to violence against women for decades. So I asked her, has she seen any progress on this issue? She says it's hard to recover from colonialism.
When you say progress, the fact that I'm standing here is progress. The fact that I have 12 grandchildren is progress. Your definition of progress is a lot different than ours. Just the fact that we still have our language, we still have our identity.
These politicians and the federal government have forgotten about Indigenous women, especially after their failure to reauthorize the 1994 Violence Against Women Act amid the government shutdown. That act expired in December of 2018. But Sitkins at the march pledged not to forget. Before marching down Lincoln Street to St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral, everyone in attendance took a moment to remember the Indigenous women that have been lost to that history. They held hands and sang together. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.